إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan hafidhahullah. Then last time we had something from the third point. These point numbers are referring to the numbers in the Arabic edition, not in the English translation. Point number three, the saying of the author rahimahullah, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, said, "There is no excuse for anyone going astray, thinking that he is upon guidance, nor for abandoning guidance, thinking it to be misguidance. Since the affairs have been made clear, the proof established, and the excuse cut off." So Shaykh al-Fawzan, just to give a quick, very quick recap of part of what we had, or some of what we had, and Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, because the affair being made clear, if a person goes astray, then it is his own fault. Allah the Most High has made his religion clear in his book and in the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person goes astray, then it is because he has fallen short. It's his own fault. The excuse is cut off from him because he did not seek out the truth. He did not ask the people of knowledge. He didn't do that. He didn't look for the truth. He didn't ask the people of knowledge about it. So therefore he went astray. The fault is his own fault. And then the Shaykh quoted evidence for that with regard to those who follow the devils, the shayateen. Quoted the ayahs from Surah Az-Zukhruf in that regard, that those who follow the devils, even those who follow the devils, they don't think that they're going astray. They think that they're upon the truth, they think they're upon right guidance, and yet they are following devils, those who will never lead them upon the correct way. So the like of them, the Shaykh quoted the ayahs as proof for that, that just because a person thinks he is upon the truth, that's not sufficient. He just thinks, "I think I'm upon the truth. I surmise, well, I suppose I must. This must be the truth that I'm upon." But he doesn't bother to research, to check, to ask people of knowledge. That will not be good enough. It will not be a good enough excuse. If he's upon misguidance, then it's his own fault. There's no excuse for him. The Shaykh mentioned the excuse will only be not in matters of belief, matters of aqidah, rather in matters of ijtihad, matters of fiqh, where there's room for the scholars, people of knowledge, to do ijtihad, to strive with their own understanding, to arrive at the ruling based upon their understanding of the text. These matters are saying, one scholar may say this, one scholar may say that, there's some scope here, and a person may have excuse here in these matters. And certainly the scholar himself, if he gets it right, then he receives two rewards. If he gets it wrong, then he still gets one reward. So that is the matter where there can be an excuse. But in matters of aqidah, then it's upon the person to seek out the truth and to be upon it. Then we continue with what occurs on page of the two volume Saudi edition, page 76 of the Egyptian print, page 49. Yeah, and And the other, the newer edition that I have, page 26 of the newer Egyptian edition, page 26. So a continuation, 46. 26 of the one we have, unless there's a different edition I don't know about. 46 only. Allah must have. Page. Sorry. Yeah, last week's point was page 46, last week's one. And this week. Or Rajiv. We'll settle on page 49, inshallah. Anyway. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وذلك أن السنة والجماعة قد أحكم أمر الدين كله وتبين للناس فعلى الناس الاتباع. The saying of the Imam al-Barbahari, Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Khalaf al-Barbahari رحمه الله. And that is because the sunnah, at this point, continuing from what came last week. And that is because the Sunnah and the Jama'ah have firmly established all of the religion, and it has become clear to the people. So it is upon the people to comply and to follow. Al-Ittiba, to comply and follow. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said in his explanation, he, rahimahullah, said, ذَلِكَ أَنَّ السُنَّةَ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ قَدْ أَحْكَمَا أَمْرَ الدِّينِ كُلَّهُ. And that is because the sunnah and the jama'ah have firmly established all of the religion. Shaykh Fawzan said, ذَلِكَ, that, indicating what has preceded, I mean what has preceded in the book, with regard to the encouragement upon adhering to the way of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and of the Jama'ah. So that, ذَلِكَ, refers to the encouragement that's already come in this book with regard to adhering to their way. And it has preceded that what is meant by Ahlus Sunnah, what is meant by the people of the Sunnah, obviously this frequently used term here, many people use this falsely for themselves or others, people of the Sunnah. So the Shaykh said, it has already preceded that what is meant by the Ahlus Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, are al-mutamassikuna bi sunnati ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tariqatihi. What does Ahlus Sunnah mean? Who are the Ahlus Sunnah actually, truly? Not just as a claim, in reality. The Shaykh said, they are those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his way. They are the Ahlus Sunnah. Well, Jama'ah. They are the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Or rather, he said, they are the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. They are those who come together, ijtama'u. They come together upon the truth. And they do not split. So in this short sentence here, Shaykh al-Fawzan has explained this important phrase. And as we know, there are many people who claim we are the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When previously maybe they didn't claim that, then these days they claim no, not now, they change with the wind, whatever looks popular, they change their name to it, until finally they call themselves the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, falsely and as a total falsity. So Shaykh Fawzan makes this very clear. What is the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this term that many people like to claim they are? So he said, firstly, we need to know who are the Ahlus Sunnah. They are those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his way. They are the people of the Sunnah. And the Jama'ah, the second part of the term, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Jama'ah then, what is that? Who are the people of the Jama'ah? They are those who ijtama'u, they come together upon the truth. And they do not split and separate. Then the Shaykh gives the evidence for this. He said, just as He, the Most High, said, wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 103. And cling, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and do not separate. So this is the command. not a command to divide and split up parties and then call that party the people of the Sunnah and Jama'ah. No. وَأْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And cling all of you together. And do not separate. Do not split. The Shaykh said, so they gathered upon the truth, and they do not separate away from it. And they do not disagree and differ concerning it. They are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The people with these characteristics, they are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Then the Shaykh mentions the opposite case, so we can discern, use this to discern. Blame it when it's false for them. As for those people, as for الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Shaykh quotes the first part of the ayah, he's quoting here from Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, ayah 159. As for those other people, who الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, those who split up their religion, and they are sects, then Allah, the Majestic and Most High, says to His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمِّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The completion of the ayah, ayah 159 from Surah Al-An'am, as for those people who separate their religion and they become sects, then you have nothing to do with them at all. Their affair is for Allah. Then He will inform them of what they used to do. And so Allah said, Allah the Most High said, addressing His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about those people, you have nothing to do with them. Lasta minhum fi shay, you have nothing to do with them. Gives us the Shaykh, what the Shaykh made clear here, Maria, who are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in reality, in truth, what characteristics do they have? And who are those who are not Ahlul Sunnah, even if they use the name for themselves? Then back to what Shaykh Fawzan said, he said, continuing, the author, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ السُنَّةَ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ أَحْكَمَا. And that is because the Sunnah and the Jama'ah have أَحْكَمَا, have established, firmly established. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning أَتْقَنَا, they have precisely established. So ihkam here, the word used here, that these two have ahkama. Ihkam, this term, means precision. They have precisely established the whole of the affair of the religion, the sunnah and the jama'ah. Religion, all of it, is contained within the sunnah and the jama'ah. Just as he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِهِ. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever lives long from amongst you, then he will see very great differing. So adhere to my sunnah. The hadith, the famous hadith I mentioned in a footnote, this is a part of the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu, and its checking has already proceeded on page 46, and as we had before, it's reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and is a hadith which is sahih, declared sahih by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. Whoever lives long amongst you, he'll see very great differing, so therefore adhere to my sunnah. The hadith, Shaykh Fawzan said, nothing will protect from the evil of differing except adherence to the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something we learn very clearly from this hadith. Nothing will protect from the evil of differing except at-tamassuk, clinging unto the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is, what is the sunnah? It is what the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions were upon. In aqidah, creed and belief. And in ibadah, worship. And in al-mu'amalat, dealings. And in al-akhlaq, behavior. And in al-adab, manners. In all of these things, adherence to what the Prophet, to what the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions are upon, in not just one aspect of the religion, in all the aspects of the religion. That is the sunnah. Adhering to that is what will protect and is the only thing that will protect from the evil of differing. Sheikh Fawzan said, and they, the people who are upon that, they are al-firqatun najiyah, they are the saved sect. From amongst the 73 sects, all of them will be in the fire, except for one. They said, which is it, man hiya ya Rasulullah? Who is it, O Messenger of Allah? The hadith. So we know the hadith. The Shaykh said, so this is the one which is exempted from amongst these groups, these sects. Or rather, he asked the question. This one which is exempted from these sects, it is a distinctive group. In one group, out of 73 sects, this ummah will divide into 73 sects, all of them in the fire except one. So we need to know which one. The Shaykh said, this distinct group, who is it? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't need to use our own intellect and opinions to find out. The Shaykh said, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, in explanation of it, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever is upon the like of what I am upon and my companions. Whoever is upon the like of what I am upon and my companions. In all the affairs of the religion. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Tirmidhi in his Sunan, and Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi in his book As-Sunnah, and al-Hakim in al-Mustadrak, and al-Ajurri in al-Sharia, and al-Lalika'i in Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahli Sunnah, and many others. They mention a long footnote here, they mention all those who report it. And they mention that Tirmidhi himself said, the hadith is Hasanun Gharibun Mufassar. It's a hadith which is Hassan with a singular chain, which explains the other narrations. Sheikh al-Albani discussed this hadith, and he declared that at the end of the day, this hadith is Hassan. It has enough supporting witnesses to support the hadith, that it is declared Hassan. Then Sheikh al-Fawzan said, that which the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions were upon, is the sunnah. So whoever adheres to it will be saved. And therefore they are called al-firqatun najiyah, the people of the sunnah, the people who adhere to the sunnah. They are also called, another title for them is al-firqatun najiyah, the saved sect. Obviously meaning out of those 73 sects, all of them in the fire, one of them being saved. Which one? This one. That which is upon, the like of what I and my companions are upon. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, his saying, the saying of the author, rahimahullah, وَتَبَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ فَعَلَى النَّاسِ الْإِتِّبَاعِ. The sunnah and the jama'ah have firmly established all of the religion, and it has become clear to the people. So therefore it is upon the people to do ittiba, to comply and follow. Sheikh Fawzan said, it has become clear to the people that the affair of the religion, all of it, lies in adherence to the sunnah and the jama'ah. All of it, all the affair of the religion. What you need to do, adhere to the sunnah and the jama'ah. That's it. So no one will oppose what the Ahlus Sunnah, the people of the sunnah, and the jama'ah were upon. No one will oppose that, except for the people of misguidance. فَمَا ذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Sheikh Fawzan said, quoting the ayah from Surah Yunus, the 10th surah, ayah 32. فَمَا ذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. So what is there after the truth, except for misguidance? I mean, there's no middle ground. There's the truth, and there's falsehood, and in between there's a middle ground. No, nothing. There's a truth, or if you're not upon the truth, then it's falsehood. What is there after the truth except misguidance? So the Shaykh said, that's why he made the point. So no one will oppose the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, except Ahl-Dalal, people of misguidance. Not just somebody's got a slightly different view, well, look, he's got his own opinion. No. If they're not upon that, then they're upon misguidance. Sheikh Fawzan said, so whoever leaves off the truth, he will fall into misguidance. And the truth is what the Ahl of Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah are upon, to the exclusion of others besides them. Sheikh, that's where Sheikh Fawzan ends explanation of this point. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he brings some nice points in his explanation here. So I'll read what he brings on this point, even though it's about a page and a half long. But there's some important points and some nice things to... he mentions some of the books that we need to refer to and the like. He mentions some nice points. So I'll read the whole of it, inshallah. He said, Sheikh Ahmad said, rahimahullah. He, rahimahullah, the author, said, وذلك أن السنة والجماعة قد أحكم أمر الدين كله وتبين للناس فعلى الناس الاتباع. And that is because the Sunnah and the Jama'ah have firmly established the whole affair of the religion, and it has become clear to the people. So what is upon the people is al-ittiba', to follow, to comply. The Shaykh said, I say, the aqeedah of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah is clear in its source references, in its source books. It's very clear there. And it is tied to the Sunnah and its people. So whomever Allah wishes good for, then He guides him to those source books. If someone claims, I don't know the correct aqidah, where is it? It's not clear to me. Maybe you haven't gone back to the books, the correct books. You've gone to the wrong place, or you haven't even looked. But it is there. The Shaykh said, it is tied to the, and it is tied, it's clear in its sources, and it's tied to the Sunnah and its people. So whomever Allah wishes good for, then He guides him to those, and He makes easy for him, sohbah, to be a companion of the carriers, the bearers of this aqeedah, upon the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And whoever Allah wishes evil for, then He makes easy for him whatever he was created for, whatever result or conclusion he was created for, Allah will make it easy for him. So whoever grows up at the hands, means he's studying with and learning from, the people of the Sufis, people of Sufism, then he will think, somebody who grows up with them, then he will think that that is guidance, that is right guidance. And he will go astray and lead others astray. And whoever grows up at the hands of the people of the Aqeedah of the Jahmiyyah, and he lives upon it, and he accompanies its people, he will think that that is the Sunnah. And he will go astray and lead others astray. Obviously nobody, sometimes people forget this point, no one thinks that, no one is going to claim that I'm upon misguidance. What we're upon, this group, is misguidance. Everyone claims that what they're upon is the truth. So as the Shaykh said, so whoever goes up upon the way of the Jahmiyyah and lives upon it and accompanies its people, he will think that that is the Sunnah, and he'll go astray and lead others astray. And whoever grows up at the hands of the people of the ideas of the Mu'tazila, he will think that that is the Sunnah, and he will go astray and lead others astray. And whoever grows up at the hands of the people of the Aqeedah of the Ash'aris, he'll think that that is the Sunnah, and he will go astray and lead others astray. And whoever grows up at the hands of the people of the Rafida and the Shia, those who curse and abuse the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and belittle them, he will think that that is the truth, and he will go astray and lead others astray. And whoever grows up at the hands of the Khawarij, those who declare the Muslims to be kafirs, he will think that that is the truth, and he will go astray and lead others astray. However, Shaykh makes an important point here. However, the people of these deviant sects, they must necessarily find certain thagharat, gaps or flaws or faults, little gaps in their aqidah, in their creed and belief. I mean, in their lives, they must be now and again, they'll notice in their beliefs things they have to cover up, things they can't explain, little gaps and flaws, which should make clear to them the deficiencies in the methodology which they are upon in belief. And likewise the people of Irja, the Murji'a, and likewise the people who are upon the present day calls, which give attention just to fadail, virtuous acts, and they treat matters of aqidah lightly, so that the people think that they are upon the truth, because they see them outwardly adhering. Whilst they actually stay away themselves from the very foundation of creed and belief. As the Shaykh is talking of the like of the Jama'at Tabligh and the like, just for example. So they stay away from the very foundation of aqidah, and they incite others to avoid it, which is tawheed. The tawheed of worship, tawheed al-uluhiyya. They have nothing to do with it, and they keep other people away from it as well. And they treat it lightly. Whatever infringes it or diminishes it, whatever breaks tawheed of worship, they just treat as nothing serious. The Shaykh said, so what is important here is that whoever wishes salvation should adhere to the book of Allah, then to the books of the Sunnah, which are well known. And they are, and he gives a list of them, some of them. And they are these books of the Sunnah, because where are you going to find, where will you find the Sunnah except in the books of Sunnah, books of correct aqidah? This is that which is necessary, the Sunnah, which is necessary for salvation, your salvation. Salvation from what? Salvation from the fire of hell. Where will you find this? The information you need, the knowledge that you need, where will you find it? In the books of the Sunnah. And then he mentions some of them. He says, and they are well known, such as Sahih al-Bukhari, the Sahih of al-Bukhari, and the Sahih of Muslim, and the Sunan al-Arba, the four Sunan, obviously four well-known Sunan, Abu Dawood, al-Tirmidhi, al-Nasai, and Ibn Majah, and the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and what follows on from that, from the books of Hadith, and those books that gather the narrations of the Salaf, such as the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, and the Musannaf of Abdul Razzaq, and the Musannaf of Sa'id ibn Mansur, and the books of Aqidah, creed and belief. These are books that we should be well aware of. The people of the Sunnah should be well aware of their books. Each group and sect, I'm just making a point, each group and sect are well aware of their own books, or should be well aware of their books. So how should the people of the Sunnah not be aware of their books? So these are the books of the people of the Sunnah. He said, and the books of Aqidah, creed and belief, such as At-Tawheed of Ibn Khuzaymah, and such as Ar-Rad, the refutation of the Jahmiyyah, Ar-Rad al-Jahmiyyah of Imam Ahmad, and Kitab al-Sunnah, the book of the Sunnah of Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, and Ar-Rad al-Jahmiyyah, the refutation of the Jahmiyyah by Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Darimi, and Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahl al-Sunnah of Al-Lalikai, and Kitab al-Ibana, the book of Al-Ibana of Ibanat al-Kubra of Ibn Battah. Ibn Battah had two books called Al-Ibana, a smaller one, and a larger one. This one, the larger one, Al-Ibana al-Kubra of Ibn Battah. And the books of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and of Ibn al-Qayyim, and of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. And other than that, from the books, these are the books which make the truth clear. And beware of slipping away with the Hizbiyyin. Beware of slipping away with the people of Hizbiyyah. Sectarians, they have their group, they have adherents, they have alliance or enmity based upon their group. Whoever is part of this group, then they're upon the truth, no matter what they're actually upon. And whoever is not part of our group, then they're upon misguidance, no matter who they are, what they're upon. So I said, beware of the Hizbiyyin, the people of partisanship, people of Hizbiyyah, of taking their books and then following their restricted path, and proceeding upon their crooked methodology. Beware, O my brother, Muslim, of taking the books of those people. I mean, beware and be careful of what you take and you read. Make sure of what you take and what you read. Don't take the books of the people of Hizbiyyah. For whatever reason, don't look into it or to examine or to whatever reason, don't take it. The Shaykh said, O my brother, Muslim, beware of taking the books of those people, because their truth is mixed with falsehood. Their books contain some truth, but it's mixed with falsehood. And the Sunnah which they have is mixed with bid'ah. So if you want the pure fountain with no pollution in it, then adhere to the book of Allah and to the books of the Sunnah and to the books of the narrations and follow the way of the people of the narrations, Ahlul Athar, those who take knowledge with its chain of narration going all the way back to the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from their Prophet salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Whatever they said does not contradict the truth which they were upon. So here you will know that the saying of the author, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ قَدْ أَحْكَمَ أَمْرَ الدِّينِ كُلَّهُ وَتَبَيَّنَ الْحَقُّ لِلنَّاسِ فَعَلَى النَّاسِ الْإِتِّبَاءِ وَتَرَكَ الْإِبْتِدَاءِ. Shaykh said, therefore you know the saying of the author, and that is that the sunnah and the jama'ah have clearly and precisely established the affair of the religion, all of it, and the truth has become clear to the people. So it is upon the people to follow and to leave off innovating. The Shaykh said, therefore, from what you've heard here, you will know that this is speech which is fully appropriate. And it is binding upon you also to leave off, to abandon the books of the people of innovation. If you want salvation for yourself, if you really want salvation for yourself, don't bother with and don't look into the books of the people of deviation and Hizbiyah and the like. Don't even look at them. Abandon them. Leave them where they are. If you want najat, salvation for yourself. May Allah guide and grant me and you that we take on board the truth and that we abandon every falsehood, and Allah grant success. Ameen. Then we'll take, the next point is a long point, so we'll just take the initial part of it, inshallah. And this is point four in this book. As we said in the translation, it's the numbering slightly different, but it's point four in the Arabic here. So the author, rahimahullah, he said, وَأْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ أَنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّمَا جَاءَ مِنْ قِبَلِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَى أُقُولِ الرِّجَالِ وَآرَائِهِمْ وَعِلْمُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ فَلَا تَأْتَبِعْ شَيْئًا بِهَوَاكَ فَتَمْرُقَ مِنَ الدِّينِ فَتَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا حُجَّةَ لَكَ فَقَدْ بَيَّنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِأُمَّتِهِ السُّنَّةَ وَأَوْضَحَهَا لِأَصْحَابِهِ وَهُمُ الْجَمَاعَةُ وَهُمُ السَّوَادُ الْأَعْظَمُ وَالسَّوَادُ الْأَعْظَمُ الْحَقُّ وَأَهْلُهُ فَمَنْ خَالَفَ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدِّينِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. And know, may Allah have mercy upon you, Ameen, that the religion is... He said, "And know, may Allah have mercy upon you, that the religion is only what came from Allah, the Exalted and Most High. It was not left to the intellects of men and to their opinions. Knowledge of it is what comes from Allah and from His Messenger. So do not follow anything based upon your desires. And therefore depart from the religion and leave Islam. There will be no excuse for you, since the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the Sunnah to his nation, and he made it clear to his companions, and they are the Jama'ah, and they are As-Sawadul A'zam, the main body. And As-Sawadul A'zam, the main body, is the truth and its people. So whoever contradicts the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in anything of the affairs of the religion, then he has disbelieved." Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, "The deen, the religion, came only from Allah. So he is the one who legislated the religion. He, the perfect. It is not for anyone to legislate religion which Allah has not permitted. He, the Most High, said, 'Am lahum shuraka'u shara'u lahum min ad-deen ma lam ya'zam bihi Allah.'" Surah Ash-Shura, the 42nd surah, ayah 21. With the explanation, do they have partners who legislate for them religion not ordained by Allah? The Shaykh said this was istinkar. This is a rebuke and a warning. So the religion is that which Allah legislated and which His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed. This is the religion about which Allah the Majestic and Most High said, 'Shara'a lakum min ad-deen ma wassa bihi Nuhan wal-ladhi awhayna ilayka wa ma wassayna bihi Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa an aqimu ad-deen wa la tatafarraqu fihi.'" Surah Ash-Shura, the 42nd surah, ayah 13. With the explanation, He, Allah, legislated for you the religion with which He enjoined Nuh, and which He revealed to you, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which He ordained and which He enjoined upon Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, that you should establish the religion and not separate within it. Shaykh Fawzan said, "This is the revealed way of the prophets, specifically those five prophets, ones mentioned in the ayah, who are the Ulul Azam, those firmest in resolve. This is their religion. So whoever deviates away from it or differs with it, then he is destroyed and is astray. And it is built upon tawheed, the Tawheed of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, singling out Allah the Mighty and Majestic with all worship, and abandonment of the worship of everything besides Him. That's what it's built upon. And restricting oneself to that which Allah the Mighty and Majestic legislated, and keeping away from whatever Allah has forbidden. This is the religion." And he's saying, "لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَىٰ أُقُولِ الرِّجَالِ وَآرَائِهِمْ." It was not left up to the intellects of men and their opinions. Shaykh Fawzan said, "The religion is not what men deem to be good or what they hold as their opinion. That doesn't become the religion. Because this is not the religion of Allah. This is the religion of the people, which they have newly invented. The things that people, their intellects tell them this is right. They hold it, I think it's something good. This cannot be described as the religion of Allah. This is not the religion of Allah," the Shaykh said. "This is just the religion of the people, which they have newly invented. As for the religion of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, then it is what He legislated. As for that which the people hold us, or as for that which the men hold as their opinion, based upon their own opinions, then this is not the religion of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. Rather, it is just the religion of whoever holds that opinion. So nothing can be ascribed to Allah from the religion, except that which He legislated upon the tongue of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for what others besides Him legislated, then it cannot be ascribed to Allah. Rather, it can only be ascribed to whoever legislated it. And Allah is free of it. He the Most High said, أَمْ لَهُمْ شَرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَعْذَمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, the same ayah. Ayah 21. With the explanation, do they have partners who legislate religion for them, which Allah has not permitted? Shaykh Fawzan said, his saying, وَعِلْمُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ And its knowledge is with Allah and with His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Fawzan said, the affairs of the religion are tawqifiyya. This word we've had before, the affairs of religion, stop, they depend upon text. You need a text. There must be proofs from Allah and His Messenger with regard to the affairs of the religion. Not just people's opinions and sayings. It must be proofs from the book, from Allah and His Messenger with regard to the affairs of the religion. The matter is restricted to what occurs in the book and the sunnah from the affairs of the religion. And newly introduced matters and innovations are abandoned. That which Allah has not sent down any proof for, even if their people hold them to be religion. Even if the people who hold these sayings hold that these sayings, they are part of the religion. It doesn't matter. And they draw closer to Allah through them. Then we turn no attention to these things, and we do not believe in them. Because the religion of Allah is what He legislated and His Messenger. Because the religion is based upon ilm, knowledge. The knowledge which came from Allah and His Messenger. And do not follow the desires of the people and the opinions of the people and what they declare to be good and what they follow each other upon. And it has no basis in the book of Allah or the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ Whoever introduces into this affair of ours that which is not from it, it is rejected. And in one narration that he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ Whoever does an action which our affair is not in accordance with, it is rejected. In a footnote they mention, the checking of this has proceeded, on page 66, and this is the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, hadith reported by Muslim and also contained in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the person who wishes that his action be righteous, salih, and be beneficial, then he should adhere to two matters. The first matter is ikhlasu dinihi lillahi min ash-shirk, is that he makes his religion pure and free. He makes his religion pure for Allah, free of shirk. And the second matter, following the sunnah al-ittiba, following the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and keeping it free of innovations and newly introduced affairs. This is what a person, if you want that your deeds should be righteous, should be beneficial, these two matters, you have to adhere to them. As the people of knowledge make clear, these two matters are necessary in every action of worship for it to be accepted. If they're not there, it won't be accepted. Both of these two, not one of them, both of them. The first matter, al-ikhlas, that you make your religion purely and sincerely for Allah, free of shirk. And the second matter, ittiba, in your actions, that your actions follow and comply with the sunnah of his messenger, of Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free of innovations, bid'ah and muhtatha, matters newly introduced into the religion. Then the Shaykh finished this section by saying, a person will indeed find many things which contradict what is correct in the aqidah, matters which contradict what is correct in matters of worship, many of them. Because the people have desires, have their own aspirations, and they have their own opinions, and they have their own ways which they follow. So we do not follow the people. Rather, we present whatever the people are upon before the book, and we present it in to the book and the sunnah. So whatever conforms with the book and the sunnah, then it is the truth. And whatever contradicts these two, then it is batil, false and futile. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. As we said, this is a long point, so we have to continue this point next time, inshaAllah. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. بارك الله فيك. سبحانك اللهم.